By the time you finish reading this, a teenager somewhere will have ignored the urge to use the bathroom because a video, a game, or a heated group chat felt too important to pause. The bladder waits. It always does. And that quiet waiting is becoming a growing health concern. In the long list of modern teenage health issues linked to screen use, a new and unexpected one is emerging. More teenagers are developing urinary problems simply because they delay going to the toilet while glued to their screens. The bladder that gets ignored. Screens today are not just distractions. They are immersive spaces designed to hold attention. Videos autoplay, games resist pausing, and social feeds thrive on the fear of missing out. Against all that stimulation, the body's signals barely stand a chance. The urge to urinate is subtle at first. It can be postponed with ease. One more level, one more episode, one more message. Over time, this repeated delay trains the brain to ignore normal bodily cues. The communication between the brain and bladder begins to falter. The urge may come too late, arrive suddenly, or turn urgent without warning. What was once common in younger children who refused to stop playing is now being seen more often in teenagers. Only the playground has changed. What happens when holding becomes a habit? The bladder is flexible, but it is not limitless. Repeatedly holding urine stretches it beyond its comfort zone. Over time, this can disrupt normal muscle control and lead to a range of problems. Teenagers may begin to experience sudden urgency, frequent trips to the toilet, difficulty fully emptying the bladder, or even daytime leakage. These are issues that few teens expect or feel comfortable talking about. Bladder problems are often associated with old age, not adolescence, which adds to the embarrassment and silence. Holding urine for long periods also increases the risk of urinary tract infections. Urine is meant to be expelled regularly. When it sits in the bladder for too long, bacteria get more time to multiply. Symptoms such as burning, pain, frequent urination, or vague lower abdominal discomfort are often ignored or downplayed by teenagers. Many do not speak up until the discomfort becomes severe. In some cases, repeated infections are treated without addressing the habit that caused them in the first place. A quiet mental toll. The impact is not only physical. Teens dealing with urgency or accidents may avoid social situations, skip drinking water, or feel anxious about being caught off guard. These coping behaviors often make things worse. Less fluid leads to concentrated urine, more irritation, and even stronger urges. Because bladder issues remain a taboo topic, especially among adolescents, many suffer quietly, convinced they are alone. What actually helps? The solution is not to declare screens the enemy. Screens are part of daily life and are not going away. The real need is to bring the body back into focus. Simple habits can make a meaningful difference. Encouraging regular breaks from screens, responding promptly to bodily signals, staying well hydrated, and treating bathroom needs as normal rather than inconvenient all help reset healthy patterns. It also matters what happens outside the home. Limited access to clean school toilets or strict classroom rules can encourage unhealthy holding habits during the day. When long screen sessions take over in the evening, the bladder never really gets a chance to recover. Teen urinary health is not a trivial issue. It is a quiet reminder that when attention is constantly pulled outward, the body often pays the price.